517, 730 WTNC, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. All right, big story this week out of Penn State University. We know the base of the story, and that was Jerry Sandusky, a former coach at Penn State, being involved or allegedly involved in many incidents involving young boys, and he has been charged with, among other things, deviant sexual behavior, and the list goes on and on. Well, at Penn State today is Washington Times reporter Nathan Fenno, and he joins me now. Nathan, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. A little less mace in the air tonight, which I think is good for everyone.
Yeah, you know, I had heard, I was talking with your boss, Mike Harris, a little while ago, and he said that you had actually requested a helmet.
Well, yeah, I think Mike was pulling your leg with that one. No helmets, none of that, but the good folks at the Pennsylvania State Police certainly had the hard hats on last night, and the rocks were flying at times. It was a pretty sad scene.
Yeah, set the stage, if you will. Last night they had a meeting of the regents, and they had made up their mind that they were going to clean house.
It was the Board of Trustees actually that met at Penn State, and yeah, they decided to clean house. They fired Joe Paterno effective immediately, and I mean he's probably the most popular man in Pennsylvania. As well as Graham Spanier, the president of the university, fired him in a late-night press conference, fired Paterno via a phone call, actually. And the students did not take kindly to any of that. I mean, there were thousands of them that surged into the streets in State College, and things got out of control really, really quickly.
Were you surprised by that?
You know, people, unless you're actually in State College, I don't think you can quite understand the hold that Penn State football and Joe Paterno himself has on folks here. It's a quasi-religious kind of thing.
No, I agree with you.
And the response was indicative of that. Somebody's, you know, religion has been taken away from them or defiled in some way, and people were just very, very upset.
Yeah. But there is another side, and that is that some people, there was a public outcry, and particularly from people who are parents and understand, you know, if you have an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old, you're very protective. A college kid may not feel that way because he or she hasn't experienced that yet. And I'm sure that the board felt pressure, you know, to take out all of the players in this and start anew.
Yeah. You could not help but feel pressure to do that. And one of the sad things for me during the riot last night was this scene. There was a middle-aged man literally begging these students to go read the 23-page indictment of Jerry Sandusky and the sordid details of this and who knew what and where. And the students, nobody listened to him. Nobody would even engage him with this. And by and large, a lot of these kids were uninformed about what has gone on. And that was sad. You know, they wanted to have their view of what happened and not engage with some of the facts that are out there.
All right. Now, we all know that Sandusky has been brought up on charges, and he's going to have his day in court, and he is going to be taken care of and more than likely be put away forever. These other folks who are involved, we had a couple that are charged with perjury. They'll go through the process. Paterno hasn't been charged, and he won't be charged with anything, right?
Yeah, the prosecutor, I mean, well, you know, we can never say never in this day and age, of course, but the prosecutor said he is not a target in any of this, so he doesn't seem to be on the hook as far as that goes.
And same for the president?
Yeah. He does not seem to be involved either. But again, I would probably, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see something come down the pipe in the future, but that is just purely speculation on my part.
Okay. Now, what about the football program? It's going to continue. This weekend they've got Nebraska coming in. I understand security is an issue.
You could not help but have security be an issue after last night. I mean, the cops for a good portion of the evening were outmanned. I mean, there was a situation where six cops were surrounded by, I was right next to them. They were surrounded by probably a couple of thousand kids, and their backs were to each other in a circle just trying to protect themselves. Things like that are scary. And, you know, when there's a little bit of alcohol involved, emotions are running high. That's dangerous stuff. It doesn't take more than one or two weirdos to really have things get out of control.
Yeah. Let's talk about new people coming in to replace those who have left. Any word on a new college president or a new coach or any other new hires?
Well, Tom Bradley is the interim coach. He's been at Penn State both as a player and a coach since 1975. And he was introduced today, and very, very emotional. He regards Paterno as sort of a surrogate father figure, and he actually called him one of the greatest men in the world. Not limited to college athletics or anything like that. This is one of the greatest men out there, and he seems very conflicted about this whole situation. But he has his hands full. This is a program in disarray right now.
Yeah. Had Paterno been reduced to symbolic status, or was he really running the team?
You know, there's been a lot of discussion about that, and I think no one really knows except, you know, those within the program. But yes, I mean, that had been the speculation that the last several years he had been reduced to symbolic status, being in the up in the press box or things of that nature. But as far as he was just a figurehead, he was a darn powerful one, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yesterday, the idea was floated around here that former Secretary of Homeland Security and former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge could be selected as the new school president. Anything on that today?
You know, I have not heard anything new about that. The focus was really on getting Bradley in place as the coach and trying to turn the attention to football, which personally feels kind of weird with all the that's gone on this week and the seriousness of that. Football really doesn't seem that important.
And see, that was my next question, my final question. Was there ever any thought of actually doing away with the game this weekend?
You know, Bradley indicated that he flatly denied any games would be canceled or were considered being canceled or that kind of thing. Who knows what conversations went on, but again, Penn State football is gigantic around here. There would probably be more of an upcry about that if the game was canceled than even there was last night. I don't know what kind of commentary that is in our society today and the place we've gotten to where there's more of an outcry about a football game than alleged child sexual abuse, but that's where we are.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, that's for sure. Nathan, thanks for joining me. Appreciate the update, and be safe up there with those crowds.
Thank you so much, Andy. Take care.
See ya.